So Monica said so beautifully and so elegantly from her observation and perception and insights that followed us and with us all together through the start of the tour that we're still on. Those that are living tomorrow are still on with us in some way, energetically, because we've been so close together. And in some way that was echoed also in other journeys. We're really never apart. And as old souls, we come together, we made an appointment to be here on this journey and discover a little more or a lot more about our shared purpose or journey on Earth. And there is so much that each and every one of you experience individually and collectively. And as you go back, all of us, as we go back, we will find ourselves remembering, reflecting. Things will come up in times where we least expect from an experience or a moment or something that someone said in a temple or just in a casual conversation that will be the right thing to remember and know and acknowledge at that moment in our life because you've been here. It will sometimes give you an anchor or something to think about, as Monica just shared, with the patience that we need to have. We need to build in more patience in our life as we're waiting for those synchronicities from spirit to rearrange everything for us for the next things that will come in our lives. This tour itself already given you so much to look forward to the intersections and puzzles that you will meet, and all in benevolent and beautiful way, always seeing ourselves in the highest good in our life and for those around us. Core truth and spirituality that each and every one of us knows very well. So I'd like us to continue this gentle movement upon the Nile, all of us together as one heart, cognizing this moment, the chilled air, the sounds that coming from the banks of the river, the beautiful, amazing staff, the Egyptian crew that's been with us on this journey all along. In some way, they also made an appointment to be with us here in this time of history. And such a sacred time, honoring like one family, journeying here. So let us take deeper breath, meditational, reflective, nourishing, compassionate, loving breath, filling our hearts, filling our entire body, filling the extend energetic body that we call the Merkaba, our vehicle of light, connecting with our light even more, with spirit, with creator, with our celestial families, with the Hathors, with Star Mother, with anything that the more you allow to and open to, it will come into your field. You'll start listening more, hearing more what is being transmitted to you, given to you, loved to you, sent to you. And you just allow yourself to feel that love, that resonance. There is nothing to do at this moment. only to be present, only to feel more and open in this strong, strong, coherent bond field of love that we all share in. Moments like this, whether with the Kryon group or other groups, sometimes are really rare. And we can shift things dimensionally in our lives more than we can do when we're just in another space, in another situation. We can alter the course of our trajectory from this point on. As Monica just echoed, this is the place to put the intention that you want. Powerful intention for whatever you want to see in your life. Take another breath, another atonement and alignment. Beautiful. And let us again come closer and open our hearts and listen to the message from the beyond the veil of our beloved guide, Magnetic Master Kryon.